While recovering, I even imagine my friend Brian, who now lives in San Francisco, dressing up in an old woman's clothing and staying in the room like a patient with me, so that I wouldn't be alone. And no, he was never in the hospital. And yes, I shared a hospital room with an old woman who was a patient that I had never met before. But no, I never talked to this lady. While recovering, I even hallucinated that I was in my apartment and not in my hospital bed because I refused to believe that anything was wrong with me. I was in pain all the time. Painkillers didn't help. My back was sore. My head always hurt. My sinuses were terrible. I wanted the hell out of the hospital. I couldn't take the first steps to do it. I could barely even stand. They strapped me in my bed at night, and once I contorted my way out of the harness, wrapped it up and set it on the nightstand. The nurses thought it was strange that the straps were next to my bed. But when my mother saw how the harness was wrapped, she knew that it was I that had done it. I had to fight every step of the way in the hospital. Three different doctors, viewing my records from afar, even nicknamed me Miracle Girl. But learning to walk was no miracle to me. I just had to work harder to prove everyone wrong and try to get my life back.